You see Jane Goodall doing appeal after appeal after appeal to save the environment in which the chimpanzees live, and you never see anybody pleading on behalf of baboons. And the question is, what in the world does this have to do with lessons about group IQ? And the answer is this. Jane Goodall is telling you, without quite admitting it, that chimpanzees are dumb. Because when she goes on television and appeals for your money and appeals for your sympathy and tries to get you to make sure that the environment in which chimpanzees live is kept just the way it is today, what she's telling you is chimpanzees are not smart enough to adapt to change. It takes a brain. It takes a mind to adapt to change. But even saying that it just takes a brain is wrong, because chimpanzees have the biggest brain between chimpanzees and baboons. So what have baboons got that chimpanzees do not? Why don't they get these cries of sympathy from people like Jane Goodall? Because they are called the rats of Africa.
Really?
Because no matter what environmental twists you throw their way, no matter how violently you change the environment in which they live, baboons can figure out a way to take advantage of it. So if you build a military base and you begin to throw the kitchen garbage from the family bungalows out in the back somewhere, the baboons will figure out how to take advantage of the kitchen garbage. If you start a farm and you put electrified barbed wire fence around your crops so the baboons cannot possibly get in, the baboons will figure out a way to get in through the barbed wire. If you keep your food all locked in a cupboard in your kitchen so the baboons can't possibly get in, they will figure out how to open your locks and get into your kitchen. And they will then figure out how to open the latches and get into your cupboard, no matter what they have been thrown, every environment they have made their own. In other words, they are the ace adapters to change. Okay, so if they have smaller brains than chimpanzees, what makes them so smart? And it's the form of their social organization. Remember, in the military, we have guys with great big brains in a dumbed-down organization. That's the chimpanzees. But baboons, despite having smaller individual brains, do something chimpanzees don't. At night, a group of 200 baboons gets together. They all sleep together, and in the morning, they have an argument. In the morning, the males have a debate about which way to go in order to get the best food. And you'll see five or six different males. These males lead little groups of roughly six baboons, maybe as many as 9 or 10. And each one argues in a baboon body language for the direction he wants to take the group in. And after they have their little altercation, after they have their little debate, then the baboons split up into little groups and go off. And while they're going off, the adolescents among them get curious as hell and explore every single nook and cranny they possibly can. They lift every stone. They open every door. They figure out how to open windows. They do all kinds of strange things. And then the group gets back together at night again and compares notes. It compares notes the following morning. In other words, there's a rich mix of cooperation and competition. There's a rich mix of collaboration and debate. And that's what makes the group IQ of the baboons so bright. And it's the lack of that large-scale collaboration that makes the chimpanzees so dumb.
So if I say that the chimpanzees are intelligent, but the baboons are smart, smart being the practical application
right
of intelligence, then I'm close.
Well, actually, it's the baboons who have the big group IQ, and it's the chimpanzees who have the big individual brains,
right, right,
the very dumbed-down group IQ.
Yeah, I think I got a word loose there, yeah.
Right, and that's what you and I see when we're dealing with our friends in the military. We see people who are incredibly bright. We see people with 150 IQs. We see people with genius IQs. And when you put all of them together and let them go through their social pattern, what do they come up with? 95 IQ results.